When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a scholar of the law, tested him by asking, "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments." The Gospel of the Lord. Why did you come to Mass today? Some would probably say, it's Sunday and we're Catholic. And Catholics, we're obliged to go to Mass on Sunday. It's the law. And of course, they would be correct. It is the Church's law to come to Mass on Sunday as Catholics. And we do well to follow that law. We also have many other laws. Along the way, we may have learned that as Catholics, we should also participate in the Sacrament of Reconciliation and receive the Eucharist at least once a year. We should attend Mass on holy days of obligation. We should fast and abstain on the days the Church requires. And finally, we should provide for the material needs of the Church, according to our means, of course. These are the basic requirements. They are the law. Do we know why they are laws, though? Shouldn't we know why they are laws? Surely it isn't enough simply to follow the laws of the Church. Well, the Pharisees knew all about laws. They were a Jewish sect at the time of Jesus who were known for their strict interpretation and observance of all of the Old Testament laws. Unfortunately, though, they were like people who had become so obsessed with studying the details of a map, they forgot that it was designed to lead them somewhere. They cataloged the Old Testament law and came up with a system of 613 laws. 365 of them were negative commands, like the ones we heard in our first reading today. "You shall not molest or oppress an alien, and you shall not wrong any widow or orphan." But 248 of them were positive laws. Regardless of whether the law was positive or negative, they thought that Jews should be careful to follow every single one of them. They went so far as to suggest that all of the laws of the Old Testament were of equal importance. Given this context, their question today makes a lot of sense. St. Matthew tells us that the Pharisees were trying to test Jesus, and they thought they had the perfect way to do it. Listen again to what they asked Jesus. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" They must have felt so clever. They were going to force Jesus to choose one of the laws, to hold it above all the other 612. You can almost hear the argument forming in their minds. If he says this one, we can argue, surely that other one over there is just as important, or even more important. They desperately wanted to publicly discredit him as a teacher. But Jesus was ready for them. In fact, their very question proved to be revealing. It showed that they did not know or understand the purpose of the law, the reason it was given by God to humanity. If they had known the purpose of the law, they would have surely known which law was the most important. Jesus, who is presented in Matthew's Gospel as the new Moses, the great lawgiver, knew the purpose of the law. In fact, his life was the fulfillment of the law. Without hesitation, he answered them, drawing on the Old Testament law itself to expose its purpose. He quoted Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 5 to say, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind." And he turned to Leviticus chapter 19 verse 18 to say, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." And just to be absolutely clear, he concluded, "The whole law and the prophets depend on those two commands." He didn't just say this with his lips. He proclaimed it by his life. All that he did was done out of love for his Father and us, his neighbors, in perfect fulfillment of the law. In Jesus, we're going beyond obedience, as good as obedience to the law may be. We're aiming for something far greater. He is leading us to love, to come here, to participate in the Mass every Sunday, not just out of obligation, but out of love for Him. Because we desperately want a deeper communion with Him and our neighbor. He is leading us to go to the sacrament of reconciliation, not just once a year, but as many times as we need to be reconciled with Him whom we have offended by our sins. He is leading us to join the procession to receive the Eucharist every chance we get because we love Him who gives us our daily bread. And we want so badly to be in that procession leading to Him in the heavenly Jerusalem. He is leading us to attend Mass on holy days of obligation, not just because we're obliged to do so, but more importantly because we love to gather with our Lord and this community of faith and celebrate our great feasts. He is leading us to fast and abstain on the days when the Church requires it, in loving solidarity with our neighbors who go without, training ourselves to look to Him who is our bread from heaven, given to satisfy our deepest desires. He is leading us to contribute to the collection, not simply because we are obliged to provide for the Church and its material needs, but because we love this Church, this body of Christ, this community founded by Christ, and we love our fellow members of this body of Christ. He is leading us to work together to spread His love in a world so desperately in need of it. Brothers and sisters, Jesus Christ is leading us to love, and love changes everything.